Hey, everybody, it's Ben and Rob. We're your hosts from Rise TV, bringing you the answers that will leave you on the edge of wonder.
That is for sure. And right now, everyone is wondering about the blood moon in the sky, tensions running high, and the new world order. So the election isn't the only thing riling people up today.
Yeah, what are the strange things happening right now that bring up political controversies, astrological alignments, and historical brainwashing practices being used in modern times? Well, join Edge of Wonder for the Edge of Wonderiest show that we could ever have that's going to tell you all about it. We'll see you all out
on the edge.
And hey, are you listening to the Edge of Wonder podcast? Please leave us a 5-star rating and review to help us reach even more people.
Thank you.
Well, Ben, how's it going? How are you feeling? Are your spirits broken from the election? Are you holding strong?
I mean, honestly, I'm not really that shocked, you know,
about what? Is there to be shocked about? Tell me.
Let's see. How many voting machines are broken all across the country?
Good question.
That's one of them, right? Well, there. Ben,
was it the Sharpies or something else?
So okay. Today, you know, because of the hurricane and everything, I was trying to figure out where to go vote, and I was even having a hard time finding the right website. So I finally found it and everything else, and it listed where I need, like, in my area that's close to me to go vote. So I was like, okay. So I drove over there, and I actually made a Instagram live about it, and I posted it on Twitter as well, the photo. Lindsay, it's number 3 in the cheating aspect of what we have here. So cheating was trending all day today on Twitter. So I show up to the area, and all these people are kind of standing around a sign, or they're not that one. I posted the wrong one. That's the Sharpie one. Okay, don't worry, Lindsay. It's on my Twitter account. I think it's the last tweet that I made. But anyway, it was a sign that just said voting station closed. And then there I am. So I was trying to vote, and it just said voting station closed. And this is the site that's on the website for me to go to. So then I was like, what the heck? So then on the right, it listed all these other areas. It said vote here, but it was kind of saying vote early. And I'm like, vote early?
Can you zoom in on Ben's face right now? This face is the face of painful election day. That's a painful election day face.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, what is going on here? And all these people were confused. And this guy that I talked to, he said he's like, I planned this out 2 months ago. I made sure I knew where it was because I knew the hurricane it was after the hurricane. So it was like a month ago. But he's like, you know, I planned this out right after the hurricane to figure out where to go, what I need to do. And he's like, I'm so confused. Like, are these other locations? Like, why? Someone's like, well, maybe it was flooded. But I'm like, why isn't it on the website? Why is it still showing up on the website as to go to this place to poll or to vote? I mean, when obviously it's not working. So then I try to go to one of the other sites, and there were so many people there that I knew I wasn't going to make it out in time with the show and everything. And voting ended at 7. And I'm like, this is so strange. I thought most votings go to like 9 or 10. So I don't know. And then I was reading on Facebook. So I'm part of the Cape Coral community. And
I just want to say before you move on, a conspiracy, Ben. It's a conspiracy.
That's like, oh, all these conspiracy theorists. And it's like,
that's my saying for the night.
Why is it making it so hard to vote again? So on this Facebook group I'm part of, that people were saying that they were trying to turn them away as soon as it hit 7. I was just like noticing it right before we went live. And then
that's not even right, because people get out of work at like 5
you
or 6.
Can't. So if you're in line, for according to the voting laws, if you're in line, even if the poll closes,
they have to let you vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as the line is, they have to let you vote.
Yeah, they do.
That's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. So it was kind of strange. It really was. And
well,
Yeah. Anyway, so
voting machines isn't the weirdest thing we're going to be talking about tonight, because we have researched the Blood Moon and some of the things that we found. We're going to be going over on Rise.TV, and it's going to knock your socks off. It's really interesting stuff. So yeah, hang in there. Yeah. We're going to be getting into a bunch of things. New World Order was trending on Twitter last couple of days. We're going to be getting into a little bit of that. We're going to be talking about whether or not Joe Biden shat his pants today. It's going to be great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's super weird. It really is.
Yeah, that was the weirdest. That's the weirdest thing, the last one.
Yeah. All of it is. Okay, so we can show. So, yeah, I mean, man, everyone is posting all kinds of things on Twitter. And I think, you know, this is one of the reasons why I think they were so freaked out with Elon buying it, because it's like he's trying to be fair about all this stuff. You know, it's like everyone is freaking out with him saying, you know, he made that tweet about voting Republican.
Again.
And everyone's freaking out about it. And what's your understanding of that, Rob?
Why are they freaking out? Like, they're only freaking out about it because he's asking people to consider voting Republican, period.
Yeah.
If he was saying, I want you to vote Democrats, there'd be a lot of people criticizing him on the right, for sure. But those people that are criticizing him for saying this aren't, like, you can't win. And the thing is that if you read calmly what Elon said and his reasoning behind it, it was so that we would have a balanced administration. That's all he was saying. He hardly was getting into politics. He was barely touching it. But because he said in order to be, you know, to have a balanced administration, you had to vote Republican, people went nuts.
Yeah, exactly. And his point was really saying that nothing should be one-sided. So it's like, okay, the Democrats control the presidency, so the Republicans should control Congress, which would create a state like check and balances. And to me, that was his point. And it's kind of the same thing that he's saying with Twitter as well. Like, you know, it needs to be balanced. And if you, you know, piss off the people on the far right and piss off on the people on the far left, then you're doing something right, because both sides are kind of unhappy with something. And it's like, you know, it's not just one side that's happy or one side that's upset. So, you know, that's why, because it would be the same. It's like you said, it would be the same thing if everything was Republican. You know, that would also create some kind of off balance, you know, in one way or the other. Although,
yeah, I mean, well, in this case, so much it's a little bit, case. It's a bit misinformed even to say what Elon said. But here is what he said. It said two independent-minded voters. Shared power curbs the worst excesses of both parties. Therefore, I recommend voting for Republican Congress, given that the presidency is Democratic. Now, if you scroll down, he adds to this. He says, hardcore Democrats or Republicans never vote for the other side. So independent voters are the ones who actually decide who's in charge. So I think he's kind of just trying to explain here what he means. And of course, anything he does, he's under the microscope, so going to get criticized for it.
Yep. I still can't believe we're using Dominion as well for the voting.
Hey, that is out.
Yeah.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
Like, literally crazy.
Yes, it really is. Okay. Okay, so play this. This is a poll worker in Maricopa County, which
and everything is fine.
Can you repeat that?
I can promise.
Can you start from the beginning and repeat that?
So what happens is we have two tabulators. One of the tabulators is not working. Okay. The other tabulator is taking about 75% successful. So 25% of them are being misread, and it could be a printer issue. Or it could be the tabulator itself. So when it's misread, you have an option to put it into what's called box 3, and it gets read, whether it goes downtown and gets read manually, or whether it gets refed in into our tabulator.
You don't want to adjudicate.
They get read, no. Okay? So no one's trying to deceive anybody.
Of course not, not on election day. That would never happen, right? That would never
happen. So choices are, you know, you guys. Sure.
If I get up there and that happens to my ballot, can I take my ballot with me and go somewhere else?
You do not leave the premises with the ballot.
I can't hear what he said at this point.
No, no way.
Yeah. It's like literally trying to deter people from voting. Well, you can wait if you want, but, you know.
You can wait if you want, but you're going to be here till 1 a.m. to get your vote in.
Seriously. Oh, there's so many of these. Some of them are videos and some of them are just photos. This is a
really funny Babylon Bee article when we get to it.
Yeah, it is.
So, okay.
Hey, this isn't working. If these machines are working, this is a big issue. What is against law?
Photos and videos.
No, I can have a video if this is not working. This is not okay. Did it work?
Yes.
Okay. That's awful. Hey, this is wrong.
So in this one, there's issues again in Maricopa County. And why? You would think, since that was the issue, that county had the most issues, you would think that they would fix all their problems. It's like, hey, this is the area that has the problem last time.
It's like the same old BS.
Yeah.
Like, how is it that... How hard is it to read a vote and to calculate a vote? It's really not that hard.
Yeah. Same thing in West Virginia. Someone was posting on Twitter that said an hour and a half wait at the polls in West Virginia, only one machine working right now. And I don't even know how I found this tweet. It was just kind of there, but I was just like really...
Well, obviously, Ben, you follow BethAnn25419.
maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, and then there was another one in Texas that came up and someone...
Says, I am in Bell County, Texas. The voting machines are down in Temple. No one has been able to vote at all today. People calling around report very few polling places working in the entire country. County,
yes, not country, county. Yeah, it's just crazy. Like, never in history have we had this issue before. Even with just like strictly paper ballots before like Dominion came in. Like, this has never been seen. Like, we should be way past the point where we have issues with voting machines. Like, things should be so streamlined at this point. It's just... like bam, 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 you know? And this is why Elon was also suggesting blockchain voting. It's the most secure way to vote.
Yeah, they're not going to like that, Ben.
No, definitely
blockchain.
Not.
Blockchain, that's too hard to get into.
Yeah. So here, this has been going around everywhere on Twitter right now. Masked man cheating in front of the cameras on mainstream media. So this is from the news and he's changing votes. You can play this.
Busy and you're on as the voter. I'm Harris Faulkner. You are in the Faulkner.
Where's he marking?
44 million Americans have already cast ballot.
He's changing the votes.
He is changing the votes on live TV.
Look around. What the hell is he doing?
And this is in Pennsylvania.
Right on Fox.
Most likely, this is with Fetterman and with Dr. Oz.
It's busy.
How do we not have local law enforcement at these places?
44 million Americans.
This is crazy.
This is really crazy. This is one of the craziest videos I've seen today because it was so blatantly obvious. Sorry. Can't
see. Right on Fox.
I'm like hearing the thing and it's kind of messing me up.
Look at this.
It's busy.
Oh, that's those are the voting papers.
I'm Harris Faulkner. You were in the Faulkner.
Where's he marking?
Anyone who voted went to see those papers, right?
Yeah,
they went and they.
You can turn off the sound, Lindsay. It's okay.
Camera.
The guys. I mean, you can still play it, but the guys kind of messing me up. So yeah, it's just super crazy, right? And there are people that went to polling stations to kind of monitor everything, and they were asked to leave. Now, on the flip side, a lot of people are criticizing Ron DeSantis because the DOJ
had people there at certain polling stations to monitor them, and DeSantis kicked them all out and blocked them from coming in. So the mainstream media is like, DeSantis is trying to cheat because he won't let the DOJ in, right?
No, he won't let them. He's trying to avoid them from cheating.
That's the, you know, that's that would be our understanding of why he didn't want them in. It's like, do you, at this point, would you trust the FBI to count the ballots?
We literally are in like a really bad movie. It's like, imagine how everything is. It's like, if you're, it's all of those movies you've ever seen where there is like all of this propaganda against a group. And then halfway through the movie, you realize that the group that all the propaganda is about is actually like the rebels that are trying to like fight for justice.
Mm-hmm.
It's every movie like that. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, you want to read this one?
Yeah, so cheating rampant all over. How sad for America. Chairman Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Bill Gates says 20% voting centers are having issues with tabulators. The ballot can still be dropped in the box. It will just get centrally tabulated tonight. They're working to fix the issue.
Is that about 20%?
Yeah. Yeah. You mean to tell me on the most important day of the year for political people,
try and run them through the tabulator
for our country, Ben?
For our country.
Yeah.
They didn't do any extensive tests to make sure that they work. Or, you know,
redundancy.
Oh, God. I mean, they didn't want them to work. That's why. I mean, this whole thing, you know. And can you imagine if things were reversed and we were so worried that everything would be blue and, you know, these are happening? Oh, my God. You would have Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Obama, and all of them on, and Oprah and everybody known to man in celebrity world, all on TV together. All saying how this is an attack on our democracy and that all of the Republicans need to go down and arrested. I mean, that's what would happen if things were reversed. So, you know, and it's just insane. So there is one. Yeah, this is another one in Arizona. I had one from Massachusetts, actually, and I think I put the wrong link in there for the Massachusetts.
Lindsay is saying, yes, you did.
But this is another one for, yeah, in Mesa County. So the next one, this is the one that's, I don't know if I would say funny, but very more like kind of a satirical, maybe I would say.
You show the next, read this?
Not this one. Show the next one, Lindsay.
Vance Murphy said, I shouldn't be able to predict where there will be problems with voting machines. Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Phoenix. Yeah.
Yeah. And those are exactly the issues that are places that are having. And New Jersey is in there too now. I was just reading. A Gateway Pundit has an update about New Jersey. Dominion voting machines down in Texas, Arizona, New Jersey, and other voter irregularities are being reported. So, so messed up.
Okay, what's this? So congratulations. So did she win? Or oh, she did. So congratulations, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. For Georgia on your victory and for having a 100% conservative rating. Red flag, red wave, fire Pelosi, save America. Well, that's good.
She did win?
That's what it says here.
Okay.
Breaking news.
How?
That's Georgia too. So that's
significant. Okay. How did she win? Like, how are they able to do this in some states where someone can win? And then
if you look at what the major states were, Ben, where there was issues, we're looking at some of the cities that were up there a couple tweets ago.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, think about it. Ohio was red last election.
Yeah.
And every single president who's won Ohio has won Mm-hmm. Every single time.
It's true. Ohio, Florida, and I think, is it Texas is the other one?
We have some major.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Foul play.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's never been in
Arizona was like, that was bad.
That was bad.
Arizona,
yeah.
Big time. Because if Arizona had done right, it could have changed the entire thing.
Yep, it would have. Yeah, never in history has any candidate lost Florida and Ohio and still won, no matter what it is, whether it's the, you know.
You mean, I think you
I guess it would be a president because that would be global.
Every single person who's been president has won Florida and Ohio.
Right? No, I mean, well, there hasn't. So Biden lost Florida and Ohio. There's never been a sitting president who lost both of them and became president. Like that just doesn't happen. Maybe one or the other. But like you said, anyone who's won Ohio pretty much has won the election. And the fact that he lost both of them shows that nobody voted for Biden. So, okay. I think we're like probably overdue for a trailer, right? So
Lindsay's having a conniption fit over there.
All right. So we'll get into that. We have some more cheating stuff and,
really? There's a articles,
and then we got the blood moon thing. And actually you guys, I was going to do a meditation prayer at the end on Rise TV after the show for those of you who want to stay around for that. So
hey, what trailer are we playing? We're playing the Big Food Agenda here, you guys. So check this out and we'll be right back.
Nice.
Attention, attention. Have you ever heard of the rivalry between Coke and Pepsi? What if we told you the Cola Wars were just a big scam? Ever heard about a certain U.S. president helping popularize Pepsi in the USSR? Or are the Soviet Union paid the Pepsi company in warships? Why are candy and cola makers like Nestle, Coke, and Pepsi sponsoring health studies? Why do internal emails at Coca-Cola look like they've tried to influence the World Health Organization? Have you ever wondered why the obesity epidemic is getting worse, even though we know sugar is bad for us?
Well, Edge of Wonder isn't a health show.
No, it's not.
And we already know we should be healthier. But what we found about the marketing manipulation behind our food products, that you were never supposed to know.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid about the sugar industry, people, pun intended. Ben and I are about to shock you by how little choice you really have in what you eat.
There's been a deliberate push for sugar on the world's citizens, and Rob and I are here to expose it. Today, we'll uncover the smoking gun sugar marketing that just may reveal how our behavior has been conditioned for generations.
So join us as we dive into the truth about the big food agenda that's been building and building, and not just in your arteries. You won't believe what we found.
Ah, youth, a time of fun, pranks, and jokes. A time of hopscotch, ice cream floats, soda pop, and double dates at the drive-in. It's a time for finding one's place in the world. But in these troubled times, the innocence of youth has been capitalized on and manipulated for profit. This is a sugar and marketing manipulation PSA from Edge of Wonder. And it's one you've never heard before. Did you know that sugar was unhealthy? Yes. Did you know that companies like Coke and Pepsi fund health research? You aren't supposed to know that. Did you know that the history of sugar involves a deliberate agenda to hook children like a drug and use marketing, media, and subliminal messaging to purposely manipulate not just children, but even parents?
There's a fine white powder lurking in your cupboard, and it isn't cocaine.
Join Edge of Wonder for a deep dive into the sickly sweet world of the sugar agenda that has infiltrated your home, your children's minds, and even the world's governments.
This expose will reveal the truth being kept from you. But more importantly, you'll learn what to look out for so the manipulation can't continue.
Ben, you did that on live television, bro.
Oh my god. I didn't mean to do that. I was like, it just cut off all of a sudden.
It looked like you did that totally on purpose.
No, I didn't.
You waited for the moment when the trailer was ending to just.
Well, I was like getting ready to speak, and then all of a sudden I was just like,
are we still on Facebook?
Came out.
So we're still on Facebook. We're still on Rumble. And yeah. Wow, that was was not expecting that.
Sorry, guys, I wasn't either. I literally that just kind of cut off all of a sudden, and I had a really big meal earlier. I didn't eat all day, so I was like so hungry.
Who am I, Ben? Yeah,
sorry.
Too much information.
Nah, yeah. Anyway, all right, okay. Sorry, guys, it was a little embarrassing. Okay, we're still. Man, I still can't get over all this.
Yeah, did you have any other gas to release about everything going on?
I have a lot of
I can have some pull your finger maybe.
So okay, Ben, some of this so just for context, there was about 200,000 tweets that were going on about cheating today. Wow, Guam elects Republican to Congress for the first time in 32 years. That's crazy.
I mean, that doesn't really do much for America, but good.
No, but it's like we're.
It's an indication.
An indication that things are definitely changing. So, yeah. Okay. So I collected some of this cheating stuff too. And so in one county, and to be honest, I couldn't figure out where it was, but the guy was literally saying you can only vote Democrat and you can't vote Republican.
I don't understand what did you say?
Okay. Okay.
I need to turn it up.
You can vote in any precinct.
No, you said the Republican side is not what?
We I don't have staff, so we are closed right now.
So for the Democrat, I can vote Democrat?
Then? You can vote Democrat.
But not Republican.
Not Republican. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I don't understand what you're
saying. Isn't that crazy?
Okay.
Where is this?
So I'm sorry, I couldn't figure it out. That's why I was really trying to.
Joe Biden trained him how to
say where this was.
So for the Democrat, I can vote Democrat.
You can vote Democrat,
but not Republican.
Not Republican. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. There are. Okay. So okay. Someone said this is in Texas. This happened in Texas, but I couldn't find all the detail on that one. All right. Then we got a couple of different things. Let's see. Move on to the next one. Okay. The diamond. Oh man, the White House. More cheating in New York. So, Rob, do you want to read this?
Yeah, so it says, more cheating in New York. The hashtag steal is on in New York. My husband showed up at 6 a.m. in Fairport, New York to vote. He's never had an issue ever in his 20-plus years of voting. He was denied his vote today. Every machine malfunctioned. Line was 40-plus people deep. He had to leave for work without voting.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Totally crazy.
New strategy. Machines aren't working. Yeah. And election day is on a Tuesday. Like, it's like you have to take the day off of work now to vote. Like that's how our world is. Like, wow. Woo.
Man, Yeah. So,
and then what happened in New York City? This woman is choked.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Okay.
This woman got choked and assaulted by a white guy.
Okay. So a black woman was assaulted by a white dude with a beard. And she was protesting against, what's her name? Hochul.
Yeah.
Yeah. And or she Hochul, was,
whatever.
She was protesting against her. And this dude came up and started choking her. There's actually a video of it. The media completely silent on this thing. This probably, out of everything that I've seen today, I think this bothered me more than anything.
And so she was protesting a Democrat.
She was protesting against a Democrat.
That's what I mean. She was protesting a Democrat. And yeah. This guy.
Well, I guess.
I can't see the video, right? So is he
if you scroll down in the article, it's there. You can play it.
You can deny science. You can deny those who seek to vote. You can deny
she's an pushing her away.
Like those individuals. Yeah. And we say,
it's just so crazy. That's because
it's messed up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's just really messed up. You know, granted, luckily she didn't get hurt. Nothing really serious happened. But it's the simple fact that this proves the media will only report on things if it serves their agenda.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if it doesn't, then it's like it just didn't happen. They never saw it. Oh, well, we didn't even see that. Even though on Twitter, this thing was like basically trending on Twitter and media completely silent about it. It's just really, really messed up.
Okay. So this is in Florida. This is Anna Paulina Luna. She won election in Florida's 13th congressional district.
That's cool. Race alert. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott has won re-election.
Okay. What else you got for us, Lindsay?
Someone said he's a rhino. I don't.
Oh, Rand Paul, we already saw him.
I kind of forget who Tim Scott is. So, yeah. And then there's this whole debate on the Sharpies. Like that. That's what I tweeted out earlier too. So somebody on our team actually sent this. So I was just saying a Sharpie pen used in the voting station. So can you scroll down to see the Sharpie, Lindsay? So, okay, Lindsay, you were saying that on the official website, it's saying to use these Sharpies, right? For the voting machines?
Yeah, she's going to pull it up.
Okay. But I just have a really hard time with that. One, it's like a Sharpie is a brand. So I just can't understand this. Like, does it bleed through? There's so many questions here.
Well, the machines would have to be set up to read that type of ink. That's the issue.
That's the issue. And if it bleeds through, what the heck, you know? And I just wish that there was somebody to explain this. Granted, it's on this website, but it's like, what is this website? This isn't even, is this like, I just,
it's a like, .gov site.
Why are they making all these changes specifically for this election, right? Like, I mean, this is the thing that just really, really bothers me a lot. It really does. And I don't know. You know, I mean, I knew that they were going to, I mean, if they didn't do anything, if they just let it all go, the entire nation would be red. I actually believe there wouldn't be a state that would be blue, including New York. Like I just can't buy it at this point. I think everybody is unhappy, and it's just
It's just this crazy stuff.
But this isn't even the worst. Like, it's bad, but it's like this next article that I'm going to ask Lindsay to bring up is absolutely ridiculous. If they can't cheat, they can't win. John Fetterman's campaign sues to allow undated or misdated ballots counted. Can you pull that up, Lindsay? What? It's right under the woman who was choked. She's got it. So it's, if they can't cheat, they can't win. John Fetterman's campaign sues to allow undated or misdated ballots counted. He's suing to get, you know, disqualified votes to be qualified, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of these headlines that I'm finding. And for those of you that don't know John Fetterman, he was the one that we had the
guy with the really big
bald head and
neck
goatee, and he had that very strange ad with the black kid, and he's like,
he's got love handles around his neck. Dude,
this dude can't even have a conversation because of his stroke. But Ben,
he makes great commercials.
Yeah. Oh, Ron. Okay, it's breaking news. Ron DeSantis wins re-election for governor in Florida. I mean, that's like, okay, that's why they closed the polling stations so early, I guess, you know?
Because he crushed it?
Yeah, I mean, to me, that it was kind of like, well, I don't even know if I really need to vote here because, you know, it's just going to be all red anyway. You know, so I felt pretty comfortable with that. But Marco Rubio won.
Marco Rubio has won re-election.
So he's the one that's really pushing to investigate UFOs. That's why he's pretty cool. He's like, is it a threat? This is why we need to investigate. So speaking of going back to Fetterman. I don't know if you saw this. So there's a video on Twitter of him speaking. I don't want to say it. We'll just show the video, and I want to see your reaction to this and see what you think.
Okay, here he comes.
Mm-hmm. I'm running.
It's like poetic justice.
Honestly,
I'm running.
If that's not a sign from God that you just need to stop. I mean, he already had a stroke. that should have been, for me, that probably wouldn't have been the first thing.
Humans' ability to look inside about things is at an all-time low right now. So,
Yeah, seriously. So I guess he said right after the flags fell, he said, I'm ready to serve America. And then
I guess not that America.
That's not the New World Order America.
Yeah.
The un-America. We got to make sure we get to the Blood Moon stuff. Man, there's so much.
Oh, we will.
Okay.
We're going to get to that on Rise.
Oh, we are. Okay, cool.
We should probably get to the New World Order stuff before that.
Yeah, we can. This kind of leads into the New World Order. So this is interesting. CNN. So I kind of pulled up some very interesting articles or articles that mainstream media weren't necessarily talking about, but this is on CNN. And I thought this is pretty interesting. So the headline is, did Democrats place a losing bet on abortion? And it's a pretty interesting article. And it goes in detail about how much it says in the month of October alone, Democratic campaigns and groups spent $214 million on broadcast TV ads that mentioned abortions. And what they found is that it said, rather than an election about the economy focused on rising gas prices and inflation, they argued the election would now be basically on abortion rights, Republicans working to limit women's choices. So it's like the whole thing of, they put a focus on this, but what American people really care about is the economy. Not so much
rising gas prices, their inflation that's like ridiculous, spending over $1,000 more on food every month.
And I think it's because they want those things to rise, which is part of the New World Order agenda. So I think that by doing that, it was partly, you know, it's like, what are they going to do? And then we have Katy Perry that came out in her tweet, which I was actually shocked about. I don't know if you saw this.
Wrong. No, let's see it. So apparently Katy Perry has decided to vote Republican.
Oh, you can't see it very well, but it's the Republican candidate that she. So, okay, here's what I don't understand. Why is polling stations so different all across the country? You have paper ballots, you have Dominion voting machines, you have like an iPad kind of voting thing. Why can't we just standardize it?
Is that Katy Perry? And is she going to die for posting this picture?
That is definitely Katy Perry. I mean, she posted that on her Instagram. Like, she posted that photo.
Is she not worried for her life?
I don't know.
Has any deals been taken away from her yet?
Someone says you can't take a photo in a polling station. It's true. I mean, technically...
But she is Katy Perry.
You can. I mean, you can do it as long as no one catches you. It's like you can't do it. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting. Here's why.
Yeah, she's like, I'm getting older. Might as well do what I want.
Yeah, seriously. You know, and then the other thing that I found too is that Twitter board members, while they were there before Elon took over, they gave tens of thousands of dollars to Democratic candidates, you know? So
surprise.
Yeah. So with Elon there, obviously the Democratic Party is not getting those tens of thousands of dollars. So, you know, that could be another reason why they're upset with Elon taking over Twitter. So,
okay. So Carrie Lake, this is crazy. Carrie Lake says she will not be intimidated and expects more threats after HQ receives suspicious powder. Arizona GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake said Monday that she will not allow bad actors to intimidate her after suspicious items were mailed to her headquarters and what is believed to be a politically motivated threat against her campaign. And I guess, yeah, there was some kind of powder in there or something.
There was. They're not quite sure what it was. So, and it's just like, I don't know, you know, and this is kind of gets into the blood moon thing too. I mean, my understanding, you know, especially with all of this going on, is that they're just trying to, they just don't want to hold back. They'll win no matter what.
No, I just
we'll
want
to later.
The thing is, there's a very interesting comment here on Facebook from Klizzy Lonnie. He said, I have 135 friends on Facebook. About 20 voted GOP. The other 115 or so are blue and didn't vote. I don't think they have enough tricks to steal the elections this year. So they've literally created a war. They've literally created a scenario where they've created the Democrats now who don't care enough to go out and vote.
Yeah.
And the only people that are actually going out to vote are people that that care about the country. And usually those are patriots or people that know enough about what's going on in this country to make a vote, to actually share their vote. The young people don't do that. So they have to be cheating. Like that alone, that data point alone is 100% cheating, you know?
I 100% agree. Because, I mean, think about it. If you are... Like if you're really like a Democrat and you're just kind of unhappy with the way things are and you don't want to vote Republican, but yet at the same time you're kind of confused on really what you want to do, and then you go to a polling station and you're told, oh, things aren't working, you're gonna have to wait for like 2 hours. You're like, do you really care enough at that point to wait, you know, or to do something? It's like you said, the only ones that are really going to care enough are the people that really, truly, deeply care about the country. And I don't necessarily mean Republican in this sense. You know, there could be very strong Democrats that really, truly care.
Only the Democrats that are more moderate in the middle are the ones that are going to be voting. The ones that are more extreme, they don't care. They don't care.
About the country. It's so true. And the ones that are more moderate, they may not even be likely. They're obviously not happy.
Yeah, and they're not. Things, yeah, know? they could go either way.
Yeah,
they could. You know, they're not happy, but they might just vote Republican because they're like, I've had it. There's so many people that are doing that.
There is a lot of people that are doing it. So it's really crazy. Now, and for anybody that, like all the election deniers out there, I found this Hillary Clinton article from 2019. And this is her, you know, after the 2016. And she is saying, the headline is Hillary Clinton suggests election stolen from her. Other Dems could suffer the same fate. So this is literally her quote in this article. I think it's also critical to understand that as I've been telling candidates who have come to see me, you can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee and you can have the election stolen from you. So why is it okay that she can say that?
I think she's not saying this as if it was stolen, but more like stolen out from under her as a figure.
Interesting.
Like it was stolen from me, you know, like, but actually she's just being a whiny brat, you know?
Oh, okay. That's a whole different perspective.
Said, I think contextually, I think that's what she's saying there. But a couple of days ago,
you're probably right,
she was on a video talking about how the elections could be stolen for Republicans or whatever. I mean, you know, Republicans could try to steal the election, and so they play politics. Like politics are dirty by nature; they're dirty. So,
Okay. Well, this. I guess we can kind of start getting into the old world order or the new world order stuff. So one of the main things is the Saul Alinsky tweet that I found, and this kind of gets into.
I mean, a tweet about Saul Alinsky
because he doesn't tweet.
Yeah, I mean, unless he was an AI like Westworld spirit that somehow plugged into a machine.
Yeah. So we can just kind of go back. So if you guys don't know who Saul Alinsky is, he wrote the book Rules for Radicals in the 70s. Both Hillary and Obama have claimed him to be their mentor. He was actually personally with Clinton, and she wrote him a personal letter thanking him. This book is the book that imagine if Bill Gates and George Soros and Fauci and all these people were promoting a single book, this would be the single book that they would be promoting. So
Rules for Radicals, right?
Yes. And so this is literally in his book, The 8 Levels to Control and Create a Socialist Nation. And that's what this book is about, really becoming how to get a capitalist nation to communism. That's ultimately a summary of this book. And it's like healthcare control. I was just reading that, but it went away. Is this the book? Is that the letter, Lindsay?
It's Hillary's thesis.
Yeah, her thesis was all about this guy. So he's like, healthcare, control healthcare, and you control the people. You want to read the next
one? Yeah, like, so poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you are providing everything for them to live, which is what's happening in a lot of these poor areas, right? Democratic areas.
And then next one is debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. That way you are able to increase taxes, and this will produce more poverty.
Yeah. Gun control. Ooh, big surprise there. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. That way you are able to create a police state.
Welfare. Take control of every aspect of their lives. Food, housing, and income.
Education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in school. No, that's not happening right now, is it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then next one is religion. Remove the belief in the God from the government and schools, which is what they've done.
Class warfare. Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor. That's definitely happened. This will cause more discontent, and it will be easier to tax the wealthy with the support of the poor. Make everyone equal.
Make everyone equal and blame the other side.
Chris Sununu wins re-election in New Hampshire governor's race. Well, that's good.
I mean, oh wait, did Elon comment on that? Or no, I guess someone just sent that. Okay, so this is Hillary Clinton's thesis that she wrote in 1969. And this was all analysis of the Alinsky model. So imagine what we just wrote. And she literally, what we just read. And she literally wrote her thesis on this. I think that just sums up a lot right there.
Yeah, let's get into this New World Order stuff before we move over to Rise.
Before we move over. Sounds good. So we don't have to cover all of this because there's a lot to cover with the Blood Moon, you know, and I want to make sure that we have enough time to cover that. So, but one of the main things that I've found for the New World Order, which was trending, was the Wall Street Journal published an article. And unfortunately, it doesn't exist online in the Wall Street Journal because they obviously wouldn't want that on their website anymore. But once you publish it in the newspaper, you can find it in that newspaper. And the title of Joe Biden's article that he wrote in 1992, I believe, is called How I Learned to Love the New World Order.
Well, MK Ultra played a big role for me as I was tortured massively for saying stupid things about how racist I was.
So I mean, I don't understand what Pax Americana is, but
can you zoom in for some of these highlighted parts? Okay, so believing that the Pentagon's new strategy, American as Globo Cop, could render the United States a hollow superpower, Pentagon has called for Pax Americana. The U.S. should cast so large a military shadow that no rival dare emerge. Why doesn't the journal stop the name calling, get its schools sorted out, and court an honest debate over America's proper role in the New World Order? Whoa. Why not breathe life into the UN Charter?
I mean, it's just all about, you know, like, why? It's basically saying why the New World Order is a good thing. And
look at this, about America as Globo Cop? First, our 21st century strategy has to be a shade more clever than Mao's axiom that power comes from the barrel of a gun. Whoa, that's scary. Mm-hmm. Power also emanates from a solid bank balance, the ability to dominate and penetrate markets, and the economic leverage to wield diplomatic clout.
Yeah. See, and I mean, one could argue, well, yeah, you know, why is America seem to be like the world police? But it's like, well, I look at what's happening in the world. Everyone just comes to America for help. It's like
everyone.
Everyone, you know, and I think it's just that because our country, I mean, really, our country is one of the greatest countries, if not probably the best country, because
currently it is the greatest country.
We're so free here, and it's because of our constitution. No other country has a constitution like ours. So, and our country was founded on that basis. So you know, to me, it's like, well, okay, because and if you give power more, you know, and also it's check and balances for the UN's NATO and all this stuff, because it's like, well, what if that gets corrupt? What if this one world order becomes corrupt? Then you need something else to counteract that, if that's the case. And that's why I think America is the way it is. And honestly, I think that it wouldn't be that way if God wouldn't allow it, from my understanding. And I think that's why it is that way. But
okay. So did you have anything else in the New World Order?
Well, the only other thing, again, Wall Street Journal, they just published this a couple days ago, and it says the messy unwinding of the New World Order. It is so strange. And their tweet is, the New World Order that promised to bring global powers together has come undone. 16 charts show how. But here's the weird thing. Why are they using the term New World Order when they're blasting conspiracy theorists?
I think because Bush was the first one to use that openly back in the day.
Yeah.
Old Bush, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
So maybe, like, I haven't read this, but I have a feeling that Putin is in that image up there.
Yeah.
And here it says the post-Cold War order promised a globe stitched together by markets and cooperation among nations. That system has fallen into disorder and left the world with rising inflation, trade conflict, military confrontation, and gnarled supply chains. So this new world order was supposed to be all of these people working together, and why has it come undone? But what they're talking about is the shell of something. Like, there is no way for the new world order to become undone, because every single thing that has happened has been an order at the top of these same groups that are pulling the strings behind the scenes. So this is kind of like BS superficial stuff they're talking about.
Yeah. And some people in the chat are asking when this came out. This just came out this week. This is brand new. So, you know, that's I think the other reason for it is that they know now people are just accepting this as a fact that this new world order is trying to form. And so they have to, I think this is another way to try to say, like, it's not really. And here's, we're trying to provide reasons.
Well, look, like Putin and nobody can get along and their supply chain issues and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you're doing that so that you can bring in the fourth industrial revolution.
And
get everyone under your foot. You know.
And basically just have the World Economic Forum become that. So.
Well, let's introduce a couple of things regarding the Blood Moon here before we get into it on Rise.
Yeah, that sounds good.
There's yet something here on a JP Morgan, didn't you?
Well, okay. So with JP Morgan, you know, what makes this with the Blood Moon, you know, what makes this so interesting and the fact that it's happening on the election day is that a lot of the New World Order elites will say publicly they don't believe in a lot of these things, like astrology or all these things, or it's just coincidences. I mean, because honestly, a lot of them don't necessarily believe in God, but yet they do. It's just not what we would refer to as, you know, our God. Their God is more like Lucifer kind of God. But they do actually secretly, from everything that we know, talking to some Freemasons and Freemasons insiders and whatnot. I mean, they do use this stuff and they know it works. And so I mean, there's a lot of, I wouldn't even say rumors. There's just a lot of suggestions out there that's how a lot of these people built a lot of their empires. Through using the stars and the planets. And you can even use it for the stock market and all this stuff as well. Of course, things are a little different right now with Biden and, you know, it's like they're purposely trying to crash the economy and whatnot. But we get into a lot of this in our episode 6 of the seas and the Leviathan and the sea serpents. Mm. And we do talk about this. So you guys can, is that out already, Lindsay, or is that coming out next?
Coming
week?
Out.
Yeah, that one's coming out.
When is it coming out? It's in a couple of weeks, but this Thursday we have another episode coming out.
Cool. Yeah, I tried to stay up for the eclipse last night. I thought it was going to be at 3:30. And so I was up till 3:30 and I was having a really hard time staying up. And then I found out it wasn't going to be till like 4:45. And I was like, dude, I should have just went to sleep and got up early.
Yeah.
So I tried to get up and then I didn't end up making it. So, but anyway.
Okay. So, tell me a little bit about the moon eclipse election and Powerball real quick.
That is what's so weird about that is that the Powerball was today. It's someone won the jackpot. And then we have this lunar eclipse and the full moon and the blood moon. And it's just, and the election. I don't know. I mean, it's just super, super crazy. It's like, this sounds like a plot for a movie or some kind of like massive science fiction book that it's going to be like this strange, crazy, insane omen.
And it may be.
And it may be, which is what you're gonna really get into, right?
Yes. Yeah. So you guys, we're about to leave Rumble and head over to Rise.tv, where we'll explore more details that you'll only hear on our private platform. What are the strange patterns we've been seeing with political controversies, astrological alignments, and historical brainwashing methods being used in modern times? Want to hear the crazy research we did on the blood moon, occult origins, and the atomic bomb? That's right. We said it. Well, we're about to drop the bomb all about it. So join us on Rise.tv for just $9.99 a month and support our work. You'll get to ask us your questions during the live Q&A, and Ben is going to lead a group meditation prayer at the end of the show. Don't forget that your support lets us do these deep dives and bring you the truth that the censors don't want you to hear. Now check out this trailer on the War on Children, and then join us on Rise.tv.
There's a war on children. And its weapon is right in your own home.
In this critical series from Edge of Wonder, we expose the astonishing truth about how children are being programmed and groomed with hidden sexual content and subliminal messages.
Did you know that today's children's programming is full of sex and sexual themes?
From erotic animation in Disney classics to behavior manipulation in modern Pixar, from Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network's questionable themes to media, movies, and more. This is a bigger pattern of hidden nudity, sexual innuendos in cartoons, and normalization of pedophilia that can't be ignored.
After this video, you'll see why it's a spiritual battle for our children's morality and why we think parents should have all the facts to make the ultimate choices for their own kids.
This is War on Children.
Bing, bang, boom.
I didn't burp that time.